This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Welcome to the fun.
That's what I consider life on the farm to be. This is the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen with another episode focused on helping people who are family farmers, who run family-based businesses based on agriculture in America, the locavores who like and use the products that we grow on our farms. I don't know if you can say growing when it comes to dairy. We grow the I'm in the business of raising Jersey replacement heifers, so I guess I'm growing them. They grow into producing milk. I'm not sure we grow the milk, but we're producing, shall we say. We're interested as producers in finding out what is going on elsewhere, what good producers are doing, how we may help each other, if you will. Roger Johnson, who's the president of the National Farmers Union, is going to join us in a little bit to talk about the farmer bailout suggestion from the president and the farm bill. Updates on that, I have him here with regularity because I think he and his organization, in terms of the national presence that they have, speak more for the people that this program is aimed at. And if you don't, I'm not here to get you to join the NFU. I belong to the National Farmers Union. I think that it is an important organization for farmers and does a far better job for the small family farmer these days than the American Farm Bureau. So I'm thinking you belong to them both. That's fine. But I really think that the NFU has a lot to say, and they have an important focus. Meanwhile, before we get to Roger, I always like to start with some news. Here's something that a lot of people do not pay a lot of attention to, frankly. When we talk about farming, and I learned this in my own dealings with the Farm Bank. The Farm Bank that I used was an outshoot of CoBank. Many of you excuse me, know CoBank is the big lender, and they fund the smaller regional farm banks. And so when I borrowed money for my farm, I was doing some research on the bank that lent me the money. It was a farm, it was an ag bank. And I found out that they loaned about a third of their money to fishermen. I thought that was fascinating. I never thought about fishermen being agricultural, but yet they are. Aren't they? Think about it for a second. They just think about what fish are all about. You have to excuse me for a second, Kara, because I'm about to sneeze. So play a commercial. We'll come right back.
I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's premier home purchase lender. We've created a new way to protect you from unpredictable interest rates. Our exclusive Rate Shield approval. First, we lock your interest rate for up to 90 days. Then, if rates go up, your rate stays locked. But if rates go down, your rate drops. Either way, you win. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate Shield approval only valid on certain 30-year fixed rate loans. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030. Additional conditions or exclusions may apply.
Welcome to Office Depot. Can I help you?
Absolutely. I've got to get my school shopping done today.
All right. Right now we've got mechanical pencils and Crayola markers for a dollar, plus 25-cent notebooks. What's on your list?
What's on my list? I need pencils, 6 notebooks, a backpack, 2-inch binders, plus a laptop, and a planner.
If you've got a list, we've got the supplies. Office Depot Office Max has low prices all summer long when you shop online on our app or in-store. This week, save $200 and get a Dell Inspiron 15-inch laptop for just $499.99. Limit supply, see store for details.
All right, excuse me for being human. Sneezing and coughing are part of life, especially when you're actually on the farm, and I am. Okay, so my focus here for a few minutes is the wild-caught seafood business and the fish farmers who are out there catching it. There are fish farms, and that's one element, and then there are, according to the bank, there are fish farmers. They loan money on boats. Instead of land, the farm bank loans money on boats. So I thought that was pretty interesting. So I wanted to raise your awareness of what the marine life, the district, if you will, for fish farmers. And we, as terrestrial farmers, we understand how to harvest foods and grow animals and that sort of thing. And we understand community-supported agriculture, all of that stuff. But then there are these seafood businesses in coastal areas all around. I found that the farm bank that I was doing business with loaned a lot of money to people in the New Bedford fishing zone down in the southeast part of Massachusetts along the Cape and the islands and that sort of thing. And now I'm looking at Long Island, people, farmers there, they're in the same boat, if you'll pardon the pun. They are trying to combine the best of land and sea. In other words, a lot of these people now are not only fishermen, but they're bringing their fish back to shore, and instead of selling it to a middleman, they are selling, they're setting up businesses and selling it themselves. The same as the farmer. The farmer who grows the product, or the dairyman who raises the animal, milks the cow, and then used to sell to the, they became these middlemen, the Dairy Farmers of America and all these other outfits that are basically screwing all the family farmers. So many smart farmers have decided not to do that. They're selling the products on the farm. The good produce guy this time of year is selling all of the lettuce and all the tomatoes and all the corn and all the onions and potatoes, whatever they're growing. They're selling it at the farm stand. So the natural outgrowth of this is to combine these people who are out on a mission to fish, bring the catch of the day back in, and sell it along with this guy. Is a company called Haskell Seafood in Long Island. They have boats, go out and fish. They also have a farm. They're growing vegetables. So they bring the fish back in. They have the catch of the day that they're selling with the vegetables that are being grown on the farm. So it's value added. You're selling people the whole meal. And I know a lot of people who are doing that. Why not do it with fish? They're doing it with beef. Don't you have people in your area who are growing and slaughtering beef? I have a friend that has a place in Worcester County, not far from me, and he raises about 160 animals a year. Prime, it's not Angus. I think mostly it's they're shorthorns. And so he's developed a real strong clientele in his part of the state. People stand in line to buy his beef. And he combines that with produce that he gets from a guy down the street. But, you know, there are a lot of people now who are growing, doing beef, and they're selling it wholesale to the markets. But why not sell it at your farm? If you have it, have the ability to have the animals dressed and then sell it, I would think that would be a great business. And the fish guys say the same thing. There are a lot of people who have farms on the coastal areas. I'd love to have a farm, actually, in Dartmouth, Massachusetts, or some of the areas where there's beautiful farmland is right on the coast. So you catch and you bring it in, and it's already on the boats now. They pre-freeze everything. As soon as they catch it, they freeze it. They quick freeze it. And so they bring it back to the farm. They sell it with the vegetables. Complete meal. I think it's a fabulous idea, actually. And so, hats off. The point here is be more creative. Think about your business. If you're along the coast and you're a farmer, get a boat, go out and fish, bring the fish back and sell that the same as the beef guys do on their farms. I think it's a very good idea. I hope you'll pass that along. Value-added direct marketing. And if you have a CSA, all the better. In a moment, Roger Johnson joins us from the National Farmers Union.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/hire. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
80% of employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. It's the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right. free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/hire. That's ZipRecruiter.com/hire. ZipRecruiter.com/hire.
The American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen, now joined by Roger Johnson, the president of the National Farmers Union. He's a North Dakotan. You can say that, Roger, right?
You can indeed.
I like that, the way that sounds. You're a North Dakotan.
Yeah, so, well, that's what we call ourselves.
Yeah, well, you started a family farm there, and then you became the director of the Agricultural Commission in North Dakota, right? Weren't you the ag director? And then the president of the NFU. So there are two things, probably more than that, because we always get off onto other things. The $12 billion announcement that you had last week in a press release on the NFU site, which is nfu.org, if I'm not mistaken. Uh-huh. You probably could find it. You have an nfu.com as well? Or is it just org?
No, just org. Yep.
Just org. Okay.
Yep.
So this announcement to help farmers cope with the trade war, good, bad, how do you see this? How do you think it will work? Let's get into the nitty-gritty here.
Well, it's certainly better than nothing. There's no question that agriculture has been substantially harmed as a consequence of the trade war. And so for there to be some sort of a response from the government is certainly appropriate. Now, we would prefer that instead of it be sort of this ad hoc response run out of the Ag Department, that it be considered as a part of the Farm Bill so that there will be a long-term public policy developed that deals with the fact that we are likely in a long-term trade war with much of the world, and that as a consequence of that, we have clearly lost overseas markets, and this is going to be with us for a long time. The damage to our reputation as a result of what's happened is substantial, it's significant, and it's going to be with us for a while. So we'd prefer that it be part of a larger policy discussion and it be ironed out in the Farm Bill.
All right. So the Farm Bill itself, we've talked about it a couple of times. The thing that bothers me and what bothers me about the Farm Bill and other people who read into it who are knowledgeable is the amount of money that's earmarked for the huge agri corporations, the big agribusinesses that don't need a damn cent. So you, as the spokesperson for the smaller American family farmer, if you will, how do you agitate to keep these guys, these big, huge conglomerates, from getting, what was it, $634 billion or something in the Farm Bill as that originally was written?
Well, so let's talk about where most of the money is spent in the Farm Bill. The biggest title by far is the nutrition title. So this is for folks who are basically broke and don't have enough money to put food on the table.
Food stamps. These are food stamps,
program, that kind of thing. Yep.
Yeah.
In school lunch programs, things of that nature. That's the nutrition title. After that, the next most expensive title is crop insurance. And to the degree that there are payments that are made to agribusiness, it's probably through crop insurance because it goes to the crop insurance companies, although it is paid on behalf of the farmers that buy the insurance as a subsidy for the premium that they otherwise would pay. After that, the next most expensive part of the Farm Bill is going to be two different titles, the commodity title and conservation programs. So conservation programs are mostly payments that are made directly to farmers as a result of cost share for putting in certain practices or for adopting certain conservation-minded things. And commodity programs are things that help in the event that market prices collapse, things of that nature.
Mm-hmm. So I, last year, for the first time ever, applied for a grant, and I got it from the Conservation Department to put a well in to water the animals out in the field. The first time I ever did anything like that, but now I understand how that part of it works. More from Roger Johnson in a moment here on the American Family Farmer.
You have been lied to. Generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror, and now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
GCN is hiring information technologists with Linux backgrounds, Cisco routing, database management, web development, with cross-platform flexibility. If you ever wanted to be involved in an exciting career in radio and love developing new delivery platforms, join the fastest-growing network, GCN. Inquire at careers@gcnlive.com or call 877-996-4327. That's 877-996-4327.
Farmers Union, united to grow family agriculture. The president of the organization, Roger Johnson, is here with us. We're talking about the farm bailout bill and the farm bill. So if you didn't hear what he said, let me just paraphrase if I'm getting the information correctly, Roger. You think everything should be put into the farm bill. Is that right?
Well, yeah, I think that's where public policy debate should take place. It should happen in Congress. It should be part of the Farm Bill. The Farm Bill is a five-year policy that's put in place by Congress, so it reaches out a while. This proposal that's coming out of the administration is a very short-term thing. It's the money is going to be paid out in the next couple of months. No surprise, it's going to all be paid out before the election. That'd be my prediction.
What a shock.
Yeah, and that is designed to help make farmers, whole is the wrong word, but to help fill up some of the damage that's been done as a consequence of the trade actions that have been taken. And my point is that these trade disruptions that have occurred are almost certainly going to be of a long-term nature. And so having a short-term fix to this thing is not the appropriate public policy response. And that's not to say we shouldn't have something. We should. But there ought to be a longer-term public policy response to the damage that's been done to markets around the world.
All right. So we're talking about, if I understand correctly, the stuff that's shipped in the big containers, put them on ships, send them here, there, and everywhere, mostly soy, corn, wheat, that sort of thing. There is some...
Yes, and some meat products as well.
Yeah, okay. Let's just take a world that doesn't have any tariffs on either side. Before NAFTA, SHAFTA, and all those other things that were put into place in the last, 30 years or so, there were no tariffs. The trade took place based on value, did it not, or am I wrong?
Well, actually, there have historically been tariffs by countries for as long as there's been history, there have been tariffs. One of the things that the WTO and NAFTA and other trade agreements have aspired to do is to bring some order and some reduction across the board to tariffs. As a rule. The U.S. has led those initiatives, and we have led by reducing our tariffs first with the hope that that was going to send a message and then the rest of the world was going to follow. Now, Farmers Union has never been a fan of that approach, frankly. Mm-hmm. We think if you're going to reduce your tariffs, you're unilaterally disarming against the rest of the world, and then to expect the rest of the world to reduce their tariffs just because you did is kind of silly, because in fact, many times they do not. And that's been the experience that we've had. So, listen, I don't want folks to leave with the impression here that I don't believe that China, for example, has been misbehaving on the world stage. They have been. There's no question that China has been stealing intellectual property. They've been coercing companies that move into China to get into that marketplace. They have been misbehaving on the world stage for a long while. When I say misbehaving, I mean behaving in a non-market economy fashion. And so they should be held to account. The problem isn't that they should be held to the account. The problem, I think, is the way that the administration is prosecuting this trade war is they've decided to declare trade war on everyone in the world instead of just the Chinese.
Yeah, right. And that's where you get kind of you're tripping up on this. All right, more from a gentleman who really knows his way around Washington and the world of farming, Roger Johnson, president of the National Farmers Union at nfu.org.
If you wear a denture, are you sure your breath is clean and fresh? Try Polident. It's specifically designed to clean a denture because it's tough on odor-causing bacteria, but gentle on the denture itself. Polident has a 4-in-1 cleaning system with 4 powerful ingredients that work together to deep clean your denture. It kills 99.99% of odor-causing bacteria in laboratory testing and helps to remove stains. Feel confident and clean every day with Polident. Available at Walmart for a low price every day.
Blue Star Medicated Ointment gets 5-star reviews from our loyal users for fast relief of the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
Blue Star soothes insect bites and fungal infections.
It really works on the summer rashes I get every year.
I had psoriasis on my elbows. Blue Star worked wonders.
Amazing stuff. Smear a bit on and the itch is gone.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
What do you hear? Most people just hear an engine. We hear a 6.2-liter Hemi V8 with a supercharger that accelerates so fast, it'll suck the air out of your lungs and knock you back in your seat like you're an astronaut in a rocket ship hurtling through the stratosphere. But then again, we're not most people. We're the Brotherhood of Muscle. Dodge. Domestic, not domesticated. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
And now, a thought from Geico Motorcycle. It took 15 minutes for you to choose the font for the tattoo of your girlfriend's name, Tara.
The swirly one.
Begin tattooing and get a breakup text from Tara as you finish the last day.
Can you make it pterodactyl or something?
To add insult to injury, you could have used those 15 tattoo minutes to switch your motorcycle insurance to Geico.
Geico. 15 minutes could...
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The remains of 55 American soldiers believed to have died during the Korean War now on their way back to the United States. They'll be met in Hawaii by Vice President Mike Pence later today. At a repatriation ceremony at a U.S. air base in South Korea earlier, U.S. Army General Vincent Brooks said it was right for those there to honor the fallen.
As we send them away from this ancient land to the identification laboratories in the United States.
A website that has blueprints for printing 3D guns has been blocked by a federal judge who's issued a temporary order halting those blueprints from being made available. That judge yesterday ruled publication of the plans could cause irreparable harm. And this is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
This is the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen here with Roger Johnson, who is president of the National Farmers Union. He has expressed appreciation for the decision to provide farmers with the assistance that we're talking about, whether it's the $12 billion bailout or the farm bill itself. Lots of things in this five-year plan. So, do we really have a plan? I get it.
Well,
is there really a plan? What's the plan, boss?
So, I mean, right now, what we have are two different versions of the farm bill. One that the House passed, a couple months ago, and one that the Senate passed a week later. They're rather different, and they are to be reconciled. Which means that there will be conference committees appointed. They've actually, the Senate just last night, agreed to go to conference and to appoint, their conferees. The House had done it earlier, right before they recessed for the August, recess. And so presumably the conferees will begin talking about the differences between these two versions of the Farm Bill, over the August recess. And then they'll come back sometime after that, hopefully with an agreement as to which parts of those two different plans will be put together into a single bill. The one thing that is almost certain right now, unless there is a change, What is certain is that they will write the farm bill with the existing amount of money that was used to write the last farm bill. And the last farm bill was written during a time when net farm income was more than twice as high as it is today. And we have long argued that one of the fundamental purposes of a farm bill is to provide a safety net for two groups of folks. First, for consumers who have fallen on hard times. That's the nutrition title we talked about before.
Yeah.
But secondly, for farmers who have fallen on hard times. And there are really two circumstances for farmers where they need a safety net. One is when natural disasters strike, and the other is when markets collapse and stay at very low rates for a long while. Well, natural disasters, that's why you have things like crop insurance and those kinds of things. When markets collapse, that's exactly why you have programs like the commodity program that will provide some sort of price protection in the event that these markets collapse and stay low
right.
for a long time.
So I want to let's take this apart for a minute, Roger.
Yep.
And I'm more sensitive to dairy than I am to the rest of the world because that's where I come from.
Yep. Yep.
So I'll speak for the dairy farmer here in the dairy industry, which is in the crapper, and it's literally and figuratively it's been going downhill for years. You know, I think when you and I first met, I was selling raw milk on my farm and getting almost $12 a gallon for stuff and still couldn't make all the pieces fit. But I knew that people were willing to pay because it was a product that they knew they could count on.
Sure.
And so if you go through the rest of this exercise that we have on dairy farms across America, and I'm not talking about some guy who's milking 5,000 cows, 10,000 cows, 20,000 cows. Those are not dairy farmers as far as I'm concerned. I'm talking about the guy that maybe has 200, 300, 400, 500 even cows, but you know, in the hundreds, not the thousands. The
family farmer kind of folks.
Right, exactly. And they can't make it because the dairy farmers of America have, they've slapped everybody's back that runs Dairy Farmers of America because they wanted to get the price of milk to $14. Well, guess what? It can't be done for less than $21 a hundred, no matter how you shape it. My cost was $24 a hundred weight to milk the cows that I had the way I raised them and took care of them. So how the hell do you make it on $14 milk if it costs you $21 or $24? You can't possibly do it. And the government has acted. I've been off on this too, and I don't know that I've said it this directly with you. Not that blame, because fixing the blame never fixes the problem. But if you go back to when the Sweezy family and Dean Foods helped George Bush get elected governor and then president, the whole milk industry in Texas and then nationally collapsed to the point where one outfit controls 75 or 80% of the whole fluid milk supply in the whole country. You're not going to get a fair shake from them, especially when the Canadian farmers that are subsidized by the government are shipping milk across the border. They don't care that it's $14 milk. What do they care? They're getting subsidized by the government. So Trump did say at the beginning, I don't even know that he understood what he was talking about, but he did say we have to stop this sort of thing from happening. I don't know that it has been stopped. If that stopped in and of itself, it would bring the price back up. Screw the dairy farmers of America. I don't care whether they exist or they don't exist. But the outrage that people don't realize behind the scenes is going on here is just that, a damned outrage.
Yeah. So there's a couple of things that you've said there that are worth talking about.
Thank you.
One of them.
At least a couple.
Well, listen, there is a fundamental economic principle in agriculture that applies to food, and dairy is a perfect example. If we have a little bit too much production, the market goes very low.
Yep.
If there's a shortage, just a little bit of a shortage, the market price goes very high. Okay?
Yep.
That's just fundamental. And so because of that fundamental characteristic, for many years, our government has had a policy of trying to encourage the market to balance someplace. We always want more than enough because as a people, we don't want to go hungry. Okay?
Right.
So the government has an interest in having a little bit too much production, but that works against the interests of the farmer because it means the market goes very low. So one of the things that was argued very, very vociferously in the last farm bill was dairy policy and a plan to do some sort of supply management in the U.S. that would reduce production when you had too much of it on the marketplace. That ultimately got stripped out of the bill. Speaker Boehner at the time called it a Soviet system, demanded that it be stripped out. And as a consequence, not just that, but in part as a consequence of that, we now have this chronic oversupply of milk in the market, driving the market into the toilet. So fundamentally, we have long argued as Farmers Union that there ought to be some sort of incentives for dairy farmers to cut back on production when there's too much in the marketplace. And as individual dairy farmers, you know very well, there's no incentive for you to cut back unless it's an incentive provided by the market or by the government. Because if you cut back, all that means is your income goes down. You don't change the price at all.
Yeah,
right?
Exactly.
Yep. So there's got to be some sort of a larger hand here that is in place. Now, that, frankly, is what the Canadians do. So there's not really a Canadian government subsidy. There is a Canadian government prohibition against imports into their market, and there is a Canadian dairy farmer controlled series of boards run on a provincial basis that limits the amount of milk that's allowed to come into production in the Canadian marketplace. As a consequence, because the supply is limited, the market price is much higher, and the dairy farmers are doing much better. Now, the one place where the Canadians, I would argue, have broken the rules here, because the trade rules provide that if countries want to do that and have a supply management program within their own borders, they can do that. But they cannot take surplus that results and dump it onto the world market.
But that's what they're
what
doing.
The Canadians are doing. That's what they are doing. And it's that piece of it that they should be prevented from doing. The rest of it within their country, if they want to do
that's their business.
And keep it, that's their business.
Their business.
Let them do it.
Right. Yep, but, exactly.
But they shouldn't destroy our market.
Then what's going on? Is that the same thing they're doing with other markets as well? The produce markets? Are we getting a lot of influx from Canadian producers?
The Canadian supply management system applies to dairy. It also, I believe, applies to eggs and some of the poultry kind of production. I'm not an expert on that, so I could be wrong, but I know that they do have supply management provisions on those pieces of it. They do not on the larger commodities like wheat or corn or beans or beef or those sorts of things.
Okay. All right. Well, I think that just this whole business is so distressing to me, because I see in Massachusetts farm after farm after farm. You can see it in New York State, in many states in the Northeast that I monitor, dairy farmer after dairy. They just give up. They just
the dairy industry is in a lot of trouble right now, all across the country.
Right.
It's in very, very deep trouble, and there ought to be a much different dairy policy put in place that ought to happen through the Farm Bill. Frankly, I'm not very confident that it's going to happen.
Well, because you don't have any dairy guys. What's Sonny Perdue's background? Look at the people that are running the Department of Agriculture. They don't have any real dairy background. The people there are not dairy people.
Now, there's another piece of what you'd said a while ago that I really wanted to pick up on, Doug, and that is this issue of size. So these great big players in the market that buy everything or that sell, that provide input. So you take on the chemical side, the big chemical companies or the big seed companies, the big fertilizer companies who have if not a monopoly, at least an oligopoly, and
very
are
close.
Able to drive those costs for farmers much higher than they otherwise would be in a competitive marketplace. And on the other side of the equation, on those folks that are buying products from us, they have become so concentrated, and this is a phenomenon that's not unique just to agriculture, it's across much of our economy. We ought to have trust busters in this country that go in and break up some of these enormous companies, both in agriculture and beyond agriculture, and that is, for a long time, that's been one of the things that Farmers Union has argued for.
Yeah. Well, this is somewhere we're not going to fix the problem. It hasn't developed overnight, but it is getting very serious.
It is. It needs to be dealt with, and Congress ought to deal with it.
Yep, they must. All right, Roger. Good for the soul to have you here. It's always great to have an update from your perspective. And I wish you well until we speak again. Thank you.
All righty. You take
Roger
care.
Johnson, President of National Farmers Union at nfu.org. Updating the American Family Farmers Show website and the podcast that is there now on the current podcast that's up at the American Family Farmers Show, a focus on the this aid that we're talking about for farmers, and who decides who the needy farmers and farms are. Also, an extensive discussion in the current podcast at the American Family Farmers Show.com. Steve Nygren from Serenbe Farm at Serenbe, Serenbe.com. He has put together a concept. Well, I don't know that he put the concept together, but he's developed an agri-hood, a community of hamlets that have commercial centers focused on the elements of life for people that want to be around agriculture and nourishment, learn how to live well, education for awareness when it comes to our food products. Fresh food is one of the natural assets at Serenbe, which is an organic farm, place you can enjoy. They have meals for people that come on the farm. They have life for the people that live on the farm. And so I think this is a fabulous way for you to see how maybe part of the other half lives, if you will. New ideas. I'm thinking about it even on my farm in Massachusetts. Concept is called agri-hoods. Also, I opine about NAFTA and the provisions, the good ones, the bad ones. So if you're interested in that, it's at American Family Farmers Show. You'll find the podcast there, AmericanFamilyFarmersShow.com.
On this episode of the World's Shortest Sitcom by KFC. So what did we learn today, folks? That's right. KFC now has four different $20 fill-ups to feed a family of four. Like my 8-piece extra crispy or 8-piece original recipe. 12-piece tenders or my new 6-piece boneless breast with all the fixings for just $20. Wow, that sure is one reactive audience. Anyways, see you next time. KFC is finger-licking good. At participating KFCs, prices may vary. Tax and substitutions extra.
If you wear a denture, are you sure your breath is clean and fresh? Try Polident. It's specifically designed to clean a denture because it's tough on odor-causing bacteria, but gentle on the denture itself. Polident has a 4-in-1 cleaning system with 4 powerful ingredients that work together to deep clean your denture. It kills 99.99% of odor-causing bacteria in laboratory testing and helps to remove stains. Feel confident and clean every day with Polident. Available at Walmart for a low price every day.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 55 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. That's BEST 55 to 443-443.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Welcome to the farm.
A time in the hour that we share together every week that I enjoy. I'm interested in helping myself as a farmer, helping you as a farmer, sharing these stories, ideas, messages, if you will. There's a new project inserting injury prevention messages into cows, farmers and others are telling each other. The whole focus on agricultural incidents and accidents will be in my focus with my commentary after this.
What do you hear? Most people just hear an engine. We hear a 6.2-liter Hemi V8 with a supercharger that accelerates so fast, it'll suck the air out of your lungs and knock you back in your seat like you're an astronaut in a rocket ship hurtling through the stratosphere. But then again, we're not most people. We're the Brotherhood of Muscle. Dodge. Domestic, not domesticated. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
When posting on most job sites, you get candidates.
I'm the sales director.
I'm the sales director you're looking for.
But when you post on Indeed.com, you get the candidates just right for you.
I'm a sales director with an MBA, over 10 years experience, who's also fluent in Japanese.
With Indeed, you can add screener questions for a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates.
Arigato.
Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
You sit at a desk. They sit at a desk. You have sales reports. They have book reports. You need supplies. They need supplies. Business is a lot like school. That's why your small business should take advantage of back-to-school deals at Staples. Now, Staples 1-inch 3-ring binders are $1.92. One subject notebooks are just 25 cents, and two pocket poly folders are just 35 cents each. Make back-to-school your business at Staples.
In-store only while supplies last. Offer ends 9/1/18, limit 30.
All right, the importance of social media is part of the highlight here, even with farmers. I saw an overview. It was sort of a plea for help from farmers on Instagram, interestingly enough. The story that I'm focused on is sort of a collaborative of three agricultural safety centers that happened to get money from the federal government, and the focus is on how to prevent injuries. Now, this is something that I don't necessarily think about much myself. I would be the first to tell you, and so are the people who work on my farm, I'm not great when it comes to guards on equipment, for example. When something breaks, I take the guard off, and rarely do I put it back on again. Probably not too smart. I think it's gone over the top, though, in terms of what you have. The government requires this protection, that protection. There's a certain amount of common sense, it seems to me, that is involved in the areas of safety. And I'm going to best... I'm going to give you an example that I think best suits what I'm saying. It comes from my own experience. There was a baseball player for the Red Sox whose name at the moment escapes me. When he retired from the Red Sox, he bought a farm. And on his farm, he raised some ducks and geese, not geese, but sheep and cattle. And he had a nice size spread, about 100 acres. He bought himself an old dump truck. And the dump truck had a problem, so he got underneath it because the power takeoff was not operating for the dump, and he wanted to see what was wrong with it. So he got under it. The power takeoff lever was engaged, even though the power takeoff shaft was not working, and he messed with it a little bit and got it working. Problem was he was dressed inappropriately for the job. He had on a loose-fitting jacket. The jacket got wrapped around the power takeoff shaft, and you know the rest of the story. How many times have we heard stories like that on the farm? The guy's body wasn't even recognizable because the power takeoff shaft basically ground it into smithereens. And I have heard my experience over the years growing up on the farm. I'm very wary. I was talking to one of the fellows that works on the farm the other day who was on the back of a tractor. He had on tight jeans, but the power takeoff was working on the bale wrapper. And I said, make sure, you know, he said, don't worry, Doug, I'm aware of it. But some people are not aware of it. Some people do not think of it. Some people are careless. Even if you have the guards on or the safety measures in your mind, there still are going to be circumstances when you are in danger. So in terms of this story that I saw on Instagram, just a reminder, not just, but reminder to farmers and people that work in the field, professionals, encourage the people that work with you to be aware of the dangers of running the tractors and the equipment improperly and not having proper perspective. The perspective on protection is what I'm emphasizing here through the story and through my outreach. Doug Steffen here on the American...
This is Jessica Armand, founder of My Magic Mud. Our team helped organize a successful effort to remove fluoride from our city's water supply. This is our passion. My Magic Mud Oral Care purifies and brightens your smile naturally. GCN listeners, please support my family business by purchasing our product from your local health food store. We're also available at CVS Pharmacy. Or visit us at MyMagicMud.com and take 10% off now with coupon code GCN10.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.